This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
This week's export sales came within expectations, even though those numbers were on the low side. However, Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said there were some disappointments in the soybean meal numbers, especially since those prices have been performing extremely well recently.
Well, one of the big things we've been talking about in particular with soybeans and the soybean meal is the fact that ADM CEO made a comment last week when they released earnings that Argentina would be out of soybeans to crush at some point in the month of November. And that has given us a reason to get excited because that is the number one exporter of meal in the world. And if they don't have it to crush or to ship, that means that it goes to us. It generally should go to us. And that's that market coming off of fresh contract highs last week. It really feels like it's been doing the heavy lifting in the soybean complex as crude oil has kind of pulled back and it's gotten the veg oils with the bean oil to back off in that movement. That's been what's holding the beans and the in place and actually kind of at the upper end of its recent range. So that is something that's a little bit concerning to see some low numbers. It doesn't necessarily mean the market's done rallying. It doesn't mean that we're not going to see the exports or the export demand. It just is an off week for right now. But we'll have to keep an eye on that because if those sales do dip, it could be concerning and we could see this market start to rip lower without that demand piece.
For the rest of this story and more, visit iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.